The General Assembly is a unique organ. It's the most representative organ of the United Nations, where all 193 member states are present, and each has one seat, one vote, regardless of its size or power or wealth, and that gives the United Nations General Assembly a huge authority. Plus, according to the Charter, the General Assembly can discuss on any issue or any matter. So therefore, I wish to see the General Assembly being a body where the most important issues are being discussed and where we are able to generate answers to the questions that our people are expecting from us.
So what are your hopes for this new session, and what, from your point of view, are the biggest challenges?
My hope is that the 72nd session of the General Assembly will be a good one, a productive one, that we will result in many concrete solutions to the world's problems. First is prevention of conflicts, because I don't think we can say that we are in control of what's happening around us. There are too many conflicts and too few solutions. So I wish to pay attention to what can we do better to avoid conflicts, to prevent conflicts, because by avoiding conflicts we save human lives and we also save money. And the second hope is linked to the issue of migration. It's a global phenomenon. It's an issue that we are all confronted with one way or another, and we have a task, we have a mandate to prepare a global compact on migration. This will take a lot of time during the 72nd session, but I really hope that we will be able to present a document rich on substance and that is credible and that will be well received by our citizens.
Your predecessor made oceans and SDGs a key part of his term in the office. So what topics or themes do you hope to focus on and why?
I'm not bringing into this job agenda that would be my agenda. My agenda is the UN agenda, and the program is so full and there are so many events that are already mandated and they are expected to take place during my mandate that we can easily cover all the priorities, and therefore also out of respect for smaller delegations that have problems to cope with the huge number of meetings, I said I'm not going to announce additional topics. I would focus on the quality of the meetings that are already mandated, that are there, and I'm comfortable that through those meetings and those agendas we will be able to address all the priorities.
You also spoke about making the GA more effective. How will you do this?
The most important thing for me is to understand that what we do here is meant to improve the life of people on this planet. So we are not here because of ourselves. So let us not forget for a minute that we have to focus on people, on their lives, on their concerns. And second, to be representative as we are and we wish to be, we have to be open, we have to communicate. We have to communicate with our partners, with the young generation, with media, with the civic activists and NGOs, and with business community, so that we are really reflecting the hopes, the needs, and the expectations of the world public.
What made you want to seek this position, the position of the President of the General Assembly?
This is a very important position, and I've always believed in the United Nations. I'm a career diplomat. I spent 30 years as a diplomat, out of which 7 years as a foreign minister. I've always believed in the United Nations as a center of multilateralism and multilateral diplomacy. So I want to use this position to promote further the United Nations, the role of the United Nations, and to increase the relevance of the United Nations.
So you mentioned that you've been a diplomat for 30 years. You served your country, you served the EU, the international community. So how do you expect your previous experience to facilitate your work as a president of General Assembly?
I do hope that I've learned something and I understood something over those 30 years, and that's what I'm bringing with me into this job. And the things or the principles I believe in are respect. We might be different, we might have different views, different interests, but we have to respect each other. Dialogue. Unfortunately, there is less and less dialogue and less willingness to engage in a dialogue. We rather exchange in monologues. So I really want to promote the ability to listen to each other and to hear what we say. And if we disagree, this is not the reason to punish each other. It's the reason to sit down and to try to find a consensus or compromise.
In a year's time, when you sit here for your exit interview, what do you hope to be able to say as an outgoing president of General Assembly?
I do hope to be able to say that it was a good session of the General Assembly, good because we delivered concrete results for people, and that we were able to overcome our narrow national views and positions in the interest of a compromise which is good for all of us.